Then Jesus and his disciples went forth and came into the villages of Caesarea Philippi. And on the journey it came to pass that, while he was praying alone, the disciples were with him and he questioned them, asking, "Who do men say that I, the Son of Man, am?" And they answered, "Some say John the Baptist, and others Elijah, and others Jeremiah, or that some prophet of old has arisen." But he said to them, "But you, who do you say that I am?" And Simon Peter answering said to him, "You are the Messiah, the Son of the living God." And Jesus answered and said to him, "Blessed are you, Simon Bar-Jona. For flesh and blood did not reveal it to you, but my Father who is in heaven. And this also I say to you, that you are Petros, a piece of rock, and on this kind of bedrock I will build my church, and against it the gates of Hades shall not prevail. And to you will I give the keys of the kingdom of heaven, and everything you bind on earth shall have been bound in heaven, and everything you loose on earth shall have been loosed in heaven." But he strictly admonished his disciples, commanding them to tell no one at that time concerning him that he was the Messiah. From that time Jesus began to disclose to his disciples that he must journey to Jerusalem, saying that the Son of Man must suffer many things, and be rejected by the elders and chief priests and scribes, and he must be killed, and on the third day rise again, and he was saying this plainly. So Peter seized him face to face and began to reprove him, saying, "Mercy on you, Lord, this shall never happen to you." But he, turning about and looking at his disciples, rebuked Peter, saying, "Get behind me, Satan. You are a stumbling block in my way, for you are not seeking the things of God, but those of men." Then calling the people to come near with his disciples, Jesus said to them all, "If anyone would come after me, let him put himself aside, and take up his cross every day and follow me. For whoever would save his life shall lose it, but whoever shall lose his life for my sake, and for that of the glad news, shall save it, he shall find it. For what is a man profited if he gains the whole world but destroys himself or loses his soul? Or what exchange shall a man give for his soul? For whoever is ashamed of me and of my words in this adulterous and sinful generation, of him will also the Son of Man be ashamed, when he shall come in his glory and that of his Father and the holy angels. For the Son of Man is going to come in the glory of his Father, with his angels, and then will he render to everyone according to his deeds." And he said to them, "Verily, I say to you, there are some standing here who shall not at all taste of death till they have seen the Son of Man coming in his kingdom, the kingdom of God having come in power." Now it came to pass that 6 days after these words Jesus took Peter and James and his brother John and led them up on a high mountain, by themselves alone, to pray. And it came to pass that, as he was praying, the appearance of his countenance was changed and he was transfigured before them. His face shone like the sun, and his garments became lustrous, extremely white like snow, as no fuller on earth could whiten them, a brilliant white like the light. And behold, there appeared unto them two men, who were Moses and Elijah, who, appearing in radiance and conversing with Jesus, talked of his departure which he was going to fulfill at Jerusalem. Now Peter and his companions had been overcome with sleep, but becoming wide awake, they saw his glory and the two men who were standing with him. Then it came to pass that, as these men were departing from him, Peter answered and said to Jesus, "Lord, it is good for us to be here. If you are willing, let us make here 3 booths, one for you, one for Moses, and one for Elijah," not being aware what he was saying, for he knew not what to say, for they were much afraid. But even as he was speaking thus, behold, there came a bright cloud and it overshadowed them, and they were frightened as they were enveloped in the cloud. And lo, there came a voice from out of the cloud, saying, "This is my beloved Son, in whom I have delighted, hearken to him." Now on hearing it the disciples fell on their faces in terror. But when the voice had ceased, suddenly raising their eyes and looking around, they saw no one any more but Jesus only with themselves. And Jesus came to them and touched them, saying, "Rise up, and be not terrified." Then as they made their descent from the mountain, Jesus charged them to tell no one the things they had seen, till the Son of Man should rise from the dead. So they kept it close and told no one in those days any part of the things they had seen. And they kept to themselves what he had said, asking each other, "What is the rising from the dead?" They also asked him, saying, "Why then do the scribes say that Elijah must first come?" And Jesus answering said to them, "Elijah indeed is coming first and will put all things in order. But I say to you, that Elijah has also come already, and they recognized him not, but did to him whatever they desired, just as it is written of him. In the same way also will the Son of Man suffer at their hands. And how is it written of the Son of Man? That he should suffer many things and be despised. Then the disciples comprehended that it was of John the Baptist lie had spoken to them. Now it came to pass the next day, after their descent from the mountain, that when he came to the disciples he saw a great crowd around them and some scribes disputing with them. And immediately all the people, greatly amazed at seeing him, ran up to him and welcomed him. And he asked the scribes, "What are you questioning with them?" And behold, a man in answer came up to him from the crowd, and falling on his knees to him, cried out, saying, "Teacher, I beseech you, look upon in my son. Have mercy on my son, for he is my only child. I brought my son to you, Lord, because he is an epileptic and suffers grievously from a dumb spirit. And wherever it seizes him, lo, he suddenly cries out, and it throws him down in convulsions and he foams and grinds his teeth, and only after a bruising struggle does it leave him. And he is wasting away, so I brought him to your disciples and begged them to cast it out, but they could not cure him." Then Jesus answered and said, "O unbelieving and perverse generation, how long shall I be with you? How long shall I bear with you? Bring your son here to me." So they brought him to him, but while he was yet approaching, when the spirit saw Jesus it immediately convulsed the boy, and he fell on the ground and wallowed, foaming. Then Jesus asked his father, "How long has this been with him?" And he said, "From childhood. And many times has it cast him both into fire and into waters to destroy him. But if you can do anything, have pity on us and help us." And Jesus said to him, "If you can believe, all things are possible to him who believes." And immediately the father of the child cried out and, with tears, said, "Lord, I do believe, help my unbelief." So Jesus, seeing that a multitude was gathering on the run, rebuked the foul spirit, saying to it, "You dumb and deaf spirit, I command you, come out of him, and enter not into him again." Then the demon, shrieking out and convulsing him sorely, came out of him. And he became as if dead, so that many said that he was dead. But Jesus took him by the hand and began to lift him up, and he arose, and he gave him back again to his father. So the lad was restored from that moment, and they all marveled at the majesty of God. Now upon his going into a house, his disciples came to Jesus privately and asked him, "Why could not we cast it out?" And Jesus said to them, "Because you are lacking in faith. For verily, I say to you, if you have faith as large as a grain of mustard seed, you will say to this mountain, 'Move from here to yonder place,' and it will move, and nothing will be impossible to you. But this kind can come out by nothing but by prayer and fasting." But while all were amazed at all that Jesus was doing, he said to his disciples, "As for you, let these words sink into your ears, for the Son of Man is going to be delivered into the hands of men." And they departed from there and made their way through Galilee, but he would not that anyone should know it. For during their sojourn in Galilee he continued teaching his disciples and saying to them, "The Son of Man is going to be delivered into men's hands, and they will kill him, and after he is killed, he will be raised up on the third day." And they were deeply distressed, yet they did not comprehend this statement. It was also veiled from them to keep them from seeing its meaning, and they feared to ask him concerning the statement. So he came to Capernaum, and on their arrival in Capernaum the collectors of the half-shekel tax confronted Peter and said, "Is not your teacher paying the half-shekel?" He replied, "Yes." And when he came into the house, Jesus spoke of the matter first, and said to him, "What do you think, Simon? From whom do the kings of the earth collect customs or tribute, from their sons or from the outsiders?" Peter said to him, "From the outsiders." Jesus said to him, "Then the sons indeed go free. But lest we be a cause of stumbling to them, go to the sea and cast in a hook, and take the first fish that comes up. On opening its mouth you will find a silver coin, take that and give it to them for me and for you." At that time the disciples came to Jesus in the house, saying, "Who then is the greatest in the kingdom of heaven?" But Jesus, perceiving the thought of their heart, asked them, "What were you disputing about among yourselves on the way?" And they were silent, for they had disputed with one another on the way who should be the greatest. So sitting down, he called all 12 and said to them, "If anyone wishes to be first, he shall be last of all, and servant of all." Then Jesus called to him a young child and placed him by his side in their midst, and said, "Verily, I say to you, unless you turn about and become like the little children, you shall not at all enter the kingdom of heaven. Whoever therefore humbles himself as this little child, he is the greatest in the kingdom of heaven. For he that is least among you all, he shall be great. And when he had taken him in his arms, he said to them, And whoever receives one such little child in my name receives me, and whoever receives me receives not me but him who sent me. And John answering him said, Master, we saw a man casting out demons in your name, and we forbade him because he is not following with us. But Jesus said to him, Forbid him not, for there is no one who shall do a mighty work in my name who can readily speak evil of me. For he that is not against us is for us. For verily, I say to you, whoever may give you in my name a cup of water to drink because you are Christ's, shall by no means lose his reward. But whoever causes stumbling to one of these little ones who believe upon me, it would be better for him were a great millstone hung about his neck and he were sunk in the depth of the sea. Woe to the world for the causing of stumbling! For it is necessary for causes of stumbling to come, but woe to that man by whom the stumbling comes. Now if your hand or your foot makes you stumble, cut it off and throw it away from you. It is better for you to enter life maimed or lame than, having two hands or two feet, to be cast into Gehenna, the eternal fire, where their worm does not die and the fire is not quenched. And if your eye makes you stumble, pluck it out and throw it away from you. It is better for you with one eye to enter the kingdom of God than with two eyes to be cast into the Gehenna of fire, where their worm does not die and the fire is not quenched. For everyone shall be salted with fire, and every sacrifice shall be salted with salt. Salt is good, but if the salt has become saltless, with what will you season it? Have salt in yourselves and be at peace with one another. See that you despise not one of these little ones, for I tell you that their angels in heaven continually behold the face of my Father who is in heaven. For the Son of Man came to save that which was lost. What do you think, if a man has 100 sheep, and one of them has gone astray, does he not leave the 99 and go out on the mountains and seek the one that went astray? And if it be that he finds it, verily, I say to you, he rejoices more over it than over the 99 that went not astray. So it is not the will of your Father who is in heaven that one of these little ones should perish. Now, if your brother sins against you, go and tell him his fault between you and him alone. If he will hear you, you have gained your brother. But if he will not listen, take with you one or two others, that, at the mouth of two or three witnesses, every word may stand confirmed. And if he will not listen to them, tell it to the assembly. But if he will not listen even to the assembly, let him be to you as a pagan and a publican. Verily, I say to you, everything you bind on earth shall have been bound in heaven, and everything you loose on earth shall have been loosed in heaven. Again, I say to you, that if two of you agree on earth concerning anything they shall ask, it will be done for them by my Father who is in heaven. For where two or three are gathered together in my name, there am I in the midst of them. Then Peter came up to him and said, Lord, how often shall my brother sin against me and I forgive him, till seven times? Jesus said to him, I say to you, not till seven times, but till 70 times 7. The kingdom of heaven therefore may be likened to a man who was a king, who wished to call his bondmen to account. And when he had begun the reckoning, one was brought to him whose debt was 10,000 talents, and as he was unable to pay, his lord ordered that he be sold, and his wife and children, and all that he had, and payment to be made. The bondman therefore fell down and made obeisance, saying, Sir, have patience with me, and I will pay you all. And the lord of that bondman, moved with compassion, released him and forgave him the debt. But that bondman went out and found one of his fellow bondmen who owed him 100 denaries, and seizing him he took him by the throat and said, Pay me what you owe. So his fellow bondman fell down at his feet and besought him, saying, Have patience with me, and I will pay you all. And he would not, but went and flung him into prison until he should pay the debt. Now when his fellow bondmen saw what had occurred, they were greatly aggrieved and went and told their lord all that had happened. Then calling him before him, his lord said to him, You wicked bondman, I forgave you all that debt, since you entreated me, should not you therefore have shown your fellow bondman mercy, even as I showed mercy to you? And with anger his lord turned him over to the jailers till he should pay all that was owed him. Thus also will my heavenly Father do to you, unless you each from your heart forgive your brother for his offenses. And it came to pass that, when Jesus had finished these words, he arose from there and withdrew from Galilee, and came into the region of Judea on the farther side of the Jordan. And great crowds came together about him again and followed him, and again, as was his custom, he taught them and healed them there.